Blog Talk Radio
has to do with the spirit of the gift of the king. And you know, my wife and I and our children, my daughter went to Liberia this week, and so she is in Africa on invitation of a wonderful family there to share Christmas with them. And my son is here with us this morning. I really appreciate their part that they play in our lives. Very important part. We, as a family, want to extend our Christmas greetings to you. Pastor Richard and myself and our entire board would like to also say Merry Christmas to you. And if your kid is crying, just take them out for a minute, please, till they calm down. So the television, don't pick it up, okay? That's important. If your kid is fine, good. But if they're crying, just take them out for a minute and then bring them back. I'd appreciate that because everything is recorded, really. Everything is recorded. And we're going on worldwide TV live, so thank you so much for your cooperation. But we want the kids to stay in. I just want to remind you of our New Year's worship celebration taking place on the 31st, which is going to be our power-packed night. I'll be introducing the theme for 2013 that night as well. We want to thank God, of course, for another year. This is also an opportunity for you to make sure to patronize our bookstore and pick up some of the materials we have there. The bookstore have a lot of other things other than books. And if you invest in your own bookstore, then you really help the ministry. And you also allow us to help take care of our staff who works there as well. So when you invest in the bookstore, make sure that you think about that you're giving back to yourself as well. Our special program on ZNS is coming on today at 3 o'clock. And so those of you who can tune in on channel 14, we have our special Christmas service coming on today on JCN television at 3 o'clock. So I want to encourage you when you go home to relax, take a look at that and pray for souls to be blessed around the nation. Please write this down if you will. The King's gift. The King's gift. Our session today will be focusing on understanding the gift of the gift. There's a difference between the gift and the gift. And our focus in this celebration is to not just understand that God gave us His Son, which we call God's gift to man, but that Son, who is the gift, also bought a gift. There's a story of an old man who was lying along the street. And I understand that this is a true story. I am not certain of all the details, but it was an amazing story when I heard it. And this old man was a street person without a place to sleep. He slept under cardboard boxes. He slept under bridges. He begged for food. He literally was living off other people's charity. The man didn't have a bath for many weeks. And he didn't smell too well. And a gentleman pulled up next to this man on the street in a limousine car. He jumped out and he was asking all the other people on the street if they knew this person's name. And one of them said, "Yes, we know him. He's been with us for the last 25 years on the street. And he is down 3 blocks. And the man drove down and he came and he saw this group of people, street people. He walks up to them and he, in his nice suit, he kneels down in the dirt and the smell and he asks for that person's name. And they identified the man. He was really not an old man, but he looked like he was 80 years old. But he wasn't old. He was about 43, 45. And they identified him, and the man went to him, knelt down, and said to him, "Do you know who I am?" And he said, "No, I have no family." He said, "I'm your family. I am the only uncle you have left. And the man thought he was alone in the world. And he said, I came to bring you something and to get you. And he said, where are you taking me? He said, I'm going to take you back with me because our family wants you to come up the streets. And your grandfather who passed away, and your father who died, and your mother who is gone as well. There was only two of us brothers. When he died, I'm the only brother of your father. And I want you to know that he gave me something to give to you, your father. And he gave the man an envelope. And he said, I want you to come with me. And the man said, no, all my friends are on the streets. I have no friends. I don't want to leave my friends. I like it here. And the man in the suit, his uncle, was shocked. And he said, what do you mean you like it here? There's poverty and there's degradation here. There's smells here. What are you doing? And he said, these are my family. I love my friends. I'm happy here. And the man says, well, I can't force you to go, but I will leave the envelope with you. And the man sadly went into the limousine with tears running down his face. He drove off. The man looked at the envelope. His name was on it. And that was the first time he had ever gotten anything with his name on it for 25 years. No one never sent him anything. And he was so excited to have this envelope. He hugged it. He told his buddies on the street, I got an envelope from my father. And he would keep that envelope every day, take it out, look at it. He would show all of his friends this envelope that he got from his father. But he never opened the envelope. He didn't know that inside the envelope was a copy of a will with a deed. And the deed gave him direct ownership of a multi-million dollar estate and shares in the company that his father built. He never opened the envelope. He died on the street clutching the envelope. And when they took him to the hospital and took care of his body, they found his envelope in his pocket, all mashed up, greasy. The doctors opened the envelope, and the first phone call they made was to a lawyer. And they said, there's a deed in here. We can't read this. It's so complicated. And the lawyers took and reviewed the document. And in that document was the legal rights of that man to own a multi-million dollar company built by his father and a multi-million dollar estate, a house with five cars. And the lawyer asked, does he have any family? And they said, no. His uncle never came back to see him. So they took the document and gave it over to the state. And the state took ownership of all the property. It became government property. That man died, never opening the gift. I believe this is a perfect story of most of the humans on earth. Let me talk about giving for a second. Nothing is as wonderful as receiving a gift. All of us have felt that secret joy when someone gives you a box, big box, a small box, with a ribbon on it, or wrapped with a bow. There's this feeling that you get when you receive something. It's as if you feel special, you feel important. Nothing is as wonderful as giving a gift. Every human, no matter what their belief system is, or their convictions, or even their culture, they love to receive gifts. A child in a village in Africa receives a bow and arrow that was carved by his father. What a joy as he picks up this wooden bow carved by his daddy. And all he's wearing is a loincloth, but he got a bow from his father. An Eskimo child receives his first knife to cut a seal that they would use for oil to cook with, and he cherishes that knife. We love to receive gifts. A woman opens up a little box and there's a ring inside from her husband. It's a thrill. A young man receives a necktie from a girl who has interest in him, and that tie becomes the most important tie in the house. We love to receive gifts. But giving is not only the most powerful true essence of human spirit. Giving, however, is impossible without receiving. I want you to write this down, please. This is very important. For the whole of next year, think about this. Giving is only one part of the coin. Receiving makes giving complete. Giving is not fulfilled until receiving is complete. What did I say? Giving is not fulfilled until receiving is complete. That man on the street, he was given a package, but he didn't receive it. I'm going to explain that in a minute. Giving is not fulfilled until receiving is complete. Let me read a statement written by the Apostle Paul. He talks about how important giving is. And by the way, this is a good scripture to read, all of you who are still battling with the present referendum in our country. Read this verse carefully. The Apostle Paul says, "You yourselves know that these hands of mine have supplied my own needs and the needs of my companions." You never underline that, please, in your Bible. You never saw that before. Paul says, "I'm not a pastor who walks around taking money from people." He said, "I'm a minister who works with my own hands. And I also earn enough to pay my team members." That's a good minister. In other words, I'm not a thief stealing offerings. But he goes on to add, he says, "In everything I did, I showed you that by this kind of hard work, we must help the weak, remembering the words of Jesus." And then he quotes Jesus. "It is more blessed to what? Give than to receive." Paul says, the reason why I work hard with my own hands and I do hard work, I don't play chance to live on it. I work hard. This man is full of the Holy Spirit, one of the most powerful apostles in the Bible, and yet he says, "I work with my hands and get resources to help people." He said, "Because I learned something from Jesus. It is more blessed to what? Give than to receive." This is true. But let's read what Jesus said that Paul didn't say. There's the other side of the coin. It's more blessed to what? Give than receive. But let's read Matthew chapter 7, where Jesus balances this with a simple statement. He said, "Do not give dogs what is sacred." Wow. "And do not throw your pearls to pigs." He says giving is good. It's more blessed to give than to receive. But check who you're giving to. Hello, somebody. Some of y'all got some gifts in the house that were given to you last Christmas. Still wrapped. And if the person ever found out, they'll never give you again. Jesus said, do not give your pearls to swine or to give the dogs what is sacred. He tells us why. If you do, they will what? Trample on them under their feet and then turn and tear you in pieces. That's an ungrateful receiver. I wonder if we're doing that with the gift God gave us. Giving is good. Amen. But receiving is also necessary. And if you cannot appreciate the pearl, you trample on it. Therefore, we must understand both giving and receiving. Write this down, please. You can accept a gift and not receive it. That old man along the street accepted the package, kept it, took it with him, but he never received what was in it. Write this down, please. You can accept a meal and not eat it. It's possible to accept a drink and not drink it. It is possible to accept money and not spend it. It is possible to accept a life and not experience it. Don't confuse giving by itself. Because someone accepts something doesn't mean they received it. Make a note of this. This is a revelation I'm giving you. Six principles of a gift. Number one. The gift is not the wrapping. What did I say? The gift is not the wrapping. I am going to disturb this tree. Oh, that's a nice gift. Beautiful wrapping, huh? It's amazing that we don't use wrapping. We tear them up. Secondly, the gift is not the bowl. Beautiful bowl, but that's not the gift. Thirdly, the gift is not the container, the box, or the can, whatever your gift is in. That is not the gift. Fourthly, the gift is what's in the gift. Therefore, accepting the package is not equal to receiving the gift. I guess the conclusion that I came to is that in every gift, there is a gift. I think we are so excited about Jesus that we forgot to open Christ. I consider Christmas a paradox. Let me give you what I mean. First of all, Christmas is the celebration of the greatest gift ever given. Would you agree with that? Do you agree? Yes. But Christmas is a paradox. Christmas is heaven given to earth. Christmas is divinity given to humanity. Christmas is light being given to darkness. Christmas is life given to death. Christmas is forgiveness given to sin. Christmas is healing given to sickness. Christmas is God given to man. Christmas is God's gift given to man. So here is the paradox. The sign God says he would give us is that a virgin will be with child. So God's system of giving the gift was a package in a human form. Let's read it from the book of Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. I was thinking about this. The Bible never says that the crucifixion of Jesus Christ would be the sign. The Bible never says that the resurrection of Jesus Christ would be the sign. Do you know why? Because many people were crucified. They used to crucify up to 2,000 people every year in the Roman Empire. So one other guy being crucified from a little town named Nazareth was no big deal. The crucifixion doesn't make Jesus special. Resurrection, people would say. Many people came out of a coma. They could have lied and say, well, you know, he might have been in a coma. So even the resurrection could be explained away. But the problem is the sign that separates him from everybody else. God says, the sign I'm going to give you that will make you know he is the Messiah is not his death or his resurrection, but the way he is born. Do you know why? Because virgins don't have children. His birth is more important than his death and resurrection. Because his birth made his death valid. Let me explain. When two humans come together and have intercourse, and I'm talking about male and female, because two males cannot produce anything, and no two females can produce anything. These are illegal when it comes to biology. But when a man and a woman comes together and they have intercourse, when the sperm hits the egg, the DNA of the man hits the chromosomes in the female egg and produce a child with their DNA. Which means if you are a sinner, then the DNA of sin is transferred to the child. And the Bible says by one man, sin entered into the world. And sin was passed upon all of us, and all of us die. So all of you were born in sin, inherited from your parents. Which means that your blood is contaminated. Your DNA is contaminated. You are defective. And the only way you can redeem someone is you must have blood that is pure. So God had to find a way to get a man into the human race without the DNA of humans. This is why we talk about his blood so much. Because his blood didn't have the defective DNA of a male man coming into Mary. The Bible says the angel said to Mary, the Holy Spirit shall overshadow you. And you will conceive of the Spirit. Mary carried in her womb the divine DNA of the efficacious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. His blood was pure. That's why he could save you through his blood. A drowning man cannot save a drowning man. So his birth was the most important part of his life, because his birth made him a supernatural human. The Bible says, I will give you a sign. Here's the sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and you will call him Immanuel. Im means in, man means mankind-ish, and El is God. Amen. He says you will call him God somehow, miraculously, inside a man's body. Merry Christmas. In other words, he is going to be distinguished not by his death or his resurrection, but by his birth. That's the sign. We know where Muhammad's parents are. We got their names. We know where Buddha's parents are. We got their names. We know where Hare Krishna's parents are. We got their names. We know where Baha'u'llah's parents are. We got their names. But we don't know where Jesus' daddy is. Because the Holy Spirit overshadowed him. And that was because he wanted to save you. By the blood of bulls and goats and sheep, you cannot be redeemed, it says. It said, but by the blood of the Lamb. That's why John made the statement. He said, behold the Lamb of God. That ain't no local shepherd lamb. God brought his own lamb to his own sacrifice and gave his own lamb pure blood to redeem all the sin of all the others who needed redemption. You should give God thanks for Christmas. This is why this birth must be celebrated. Now, please don't get into any arguments about when he was born, okay? Chronologically, they say that Christ was born in April. I agree with that 100% for obvious reasons. All great men are born in April. His birth is more important than the day. This is why it's the greatest gift. Here's a question I want you to write down. What was in the gift God gave to us? What was in it? Number two, what did Jesus bring to earth? Now, he was the gift, he's the box, but what was in him? What did he bring? Number three, what was the gift that Jesus carried? He was a carrier. Every gift wrapped here is a carrier. They're carrying something. What was he carrying? Number four, Jesus came to restore back to mankind what he lost. So what did we lose is what he was carrying. God the Father gave Jesus so that he could give us the gift. Let me explain that statement. This is my gift. I bring it to you. So I come to you and I give you this gift, and you take it. Now, what did I give you? I give you a gift. No, I gave you a box wrapped in paper. I only use the box to get the gift to you. Are you with me? The child is the box. For unto us a child is born. Don't confuse the child with the son. I give you the box. You have in your hand the box. But the box has something in it. Now when you tell me thanks, you ain't thanking me for the box. Because you know the box ain't worth nothing. Y'all talk to me, man. You know, children, I like the way children open presents, you know. In our house growing up, we had to count. 1, 2, 3, go. And there was paper all over the place. Sparks were flying, ribbons all over the floor. And then we forgot the wrapping. Children don't hang out admiring the picture on the wrapping. They don't care how many Santa Claus pictures or Holly and Ivy on them wrapping. They don't interest in the wrapping. They go straight past the wrapping. People love Jesus, but they don't want Christ. You don't experience the box. You experience what's in the box. The gift, therefore, is what's inside the gift. So God the Father gave us Jesus the gift. And Jesus gave us a gift. He came as a gift with the gift. If Jesus was the container, here's the question, then what was the content? Even the church haven't gotten this right too well. If Jesus is the box, the container, what was the content? Because if you only received the box and did not get to the content, you've not yet received. Is this clear? You see those gifts on this altar? You think them kids interested in them paper wrappers? We normally find a garbage can when we finish opening gifts. And you don't put the gift in the garbage. You put the wrapping. You discard the wrapping because the gift is more important than the container. Look at Matthew chapter 2. It says, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem, Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, where is the one who was born king of the Jews? Everybody say king. First of all, he came as a king. So God gave us a king. And they said they came to worship him. Look at John chapter 18, verse 37. Pilate said to Jesus, then are you a king? Jesus answered, you are right in saying that I am a king. In fact, for this reason I was born. Ladies and gentlemen, the king is not the content. I'm getting deep here now. Only some of y'all can get this. The king is the box. God gave us what? A king. A king was born. He said, I am a king. That's why I was born. I was born a king. King, king, king. But I came with something on the inside. The church have accepted the king. We worship the king. My question, what was he carrying as the king? You got to open up the king. Unwrap the king. What was he delivering to us? What's the king's gift? Write this down. Answers number one. Christmas is the birth of the Messiah. The Messiah is the word in Hebrew. It means anointed king. So the king was given to us. Number two, Christmas was the return of the king to the colony. The king came back to earth. Number three, Christ Jesus the king was God's gift to man. But the kingdom of heaven that he carried was Christ's gift to earth. That's the good news. Listen, if you broke, ain't got no money, and I took $300,000 and put it in a brown paper bag, greasy bag, I wonder what would you do if I gave that to you?
The content is always more important than the container. Jesus Christ is a king, but he came with a gift inside of him. It was the kingdom. So God gave us a box. In the box was a country. The church acknowledged he's the king. The church worshipers, they worship the king. They sing about the king. They talk about the king. They like to talk about the greatness of the king, the name of the king, the power of the king, the glory of the king. But they wouldn't open the brown paper bag. Religion is basically enjoying the king, not opening the king. The king came with a gift. The king's gift was the kingdom. Sometimes I feel like I'm like John the Baptist sometimes, a voice crying in the wilderness, "Open the box!" Christ did not say, "Repent, for the king has arrived." He never said that. He says, "Repent, for the kingdom of God has come." We keep telling people about Jesus. We should be telling them about the kingdom that he bought. Selah. Ladies and gentlemen, look at Luke chapter 2. "For there is one born to you this day in the city of David, a Savior, who is what? Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you." It's New Testament. "You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there were the angels, a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God. And here's what they were saying: "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward man." This is an important announcement. The angels say, "Glory to God in the highest," because Jesus came to earth. The words they use have to do with experience. Oh dear. Comprende? Verstehen? I speak different language to y'all, so y'all look at me funny. Listen, peace is not a person. Peace is an experience. He's not called peace. He's called the Prince of Peace. Is an experience. He says, "Glory to God." Why? An experience came to earth. Open the box. An experience was in it. Goodwill is an experience. Christmas is not about kitty kitty baby baby. It's about the arrival of a powerful government. Can you wrap your head around that for a minute? You're going to write this down. This is important. Jesus was the Son. Christ was the Spirit. That's why the Bible says, "For unto us a child is what? Born." But the Son was never born. The Son was what? Given. They're different. Mary didn't born the Son. Mary born the child. Mary born the wrapping. God gave the gift. We are so stuck on the wrapping, we've not experienced the gift. Most of humanity are still sleeping under the bridge, clutching a brown paper bag. They even sing carols about it. Have you noticed that some of the most ungodly people on your job suddenly turn nice? At the Christmas party, everybody sing joy to the world, but they don't want that joy to come into their lives at all. They talk about, everyone, on CNN this week, everyone talking about Jesus. Jesus. And the guy who talking about Jesus ain't right. I'm sitting there going, this guy is talking about the rapping. But he don't want to receive the gift, because the gift demands a change in your life. The gift was the Son. The content that the Son was carrying was the Spirit. The Spirit was the government of the kingdom. Look at John chapter 7, verse 39. But this spoke Jesus of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should what? Receive. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to get in trouble here, but I'm going to try, okay? According to Jesus, it ain't him he wanted you to receive. Read the verse again. He wanted you to receive what? The Spirit. People are packing churches today, singing carols, and they ain't got the Spirit of God. You can sing about the package, how beautiful it is, how wonderful it looks, how powerful the package is, and still not have what the package bought. Okay, look at the verse again. We receive Jesus. He came. He said, I want you to receive something else. I want you to receive what? The Spirit. I bought something with me. When you accept me, you got to open me up and get what I bought. Merry Christmas. The Holy Spirit, he says, which had not yet come, because Christ was not yet what? Glorified. Glorified means he had not yet been crucified. When, I love this. When he was on the cross and they took the spear, they were opening the box. Come on, give him a hand right there. Praise the Lord. He was carrying this gift. He said, now you can't get what's inside of me until they open me. The Bible never says that Jesus really died, you know. The word used in the Hebrew is he breathed out. Expired is the word. He came not for you to receive him, but to receive what he was carrying. Let's see why this is important. Look at Romans 14, verse 17. What is the Spirit? Let's read it. For the kingdom of God, come on out loud. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Yeah. He said, look, I'm the king, and I carry the kingdom. And the kingdom is in this Spirit that I want you to receive. So I don't want to receive a person. I want to receive a whole country, a government, an authority, a kingdom. I'm all by myself up here. When you receive the Spirit, you don't receive just a person. You receive an entire kingdom. He said, that's what I want you to receive. Oh, you all preach the kingdom down there. Yes! That's the only message. Jesus is a wonderful man. He's a holy man. He's a miracle worker. All these songs about Jesus, I never received what he bought. The content of Jesus. Isaiah 9, out loud read, verse 6. For unto us a child will be born, and a son is given. Next verse. And he's coming with the government upon his shoulders. He's coming with something on the inside of him. And it's not a thrill. It's a government. It's not a religion. It's a government.
His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Read the next part. It says, and of the increase of his government there shall be no end. He came with a government. Christ didn't come for you to receive him. He came for you to receive what he bought. But you can't receive what he bought without accepting him. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Lord, give me the help out here, man. I have $3,000 in here, in the box. In the box, you know. It is in the box. And you broke. How are you going to get the $3,000? First, I got to get you to accept the box. When we tell them to accept Christ, we're not telling them to accept a person. We are telling them to accept a container with something bigger, the kingdom of God. Yes, yes. Say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Am I coming through slowly?
Yes.
Yeah. So, listen to this. Look at John 20. Read out loud. Go. Verse 21. Again, Jesus said, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you. And with this, he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Ghost. He said, now you already accept me, but I give you something I'm carrying.
Amen.
Come on, shout amen if you got it. You accept me, Peter, as Christ, but you ain't got what I'm carrying yet. You are here today. You ain't been in church all year. This is your annual meeting. Listen to me. Stop playing games now. It's over. Receive the Spirit of God today. Give your life to Christ so he can give his life to you, which is the kingdom of God. You don't need no more religion, young man. You need the country of heaven living inside of you. You need citizenship in heaven. That's why Christ came to earth. He came to give us the country. Look at Matthew chapter 16. Read it aloud, please. I will give you the keys. What's he carrying? He's carrying keys. Yeah? Read it aloud. Do not be afraid, little flock. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. He didn't say it ain't about me. He says it's about this thing I'm carrying.
Amen. Amen.
Look at this one. John 14. Jesus said, everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I will give him will never thirst. He came carrying water. What's inside this box? Keys, water, bread, life, government, country, social relationships, good marriages, powerful young people, anointed, successful business, plenty, plenty money, anointing, healing, blessing. This box is full of stuff. But you gotta open the box.
We
keep singing about the box. You know, he brought life. Look at this one, John 5, verse 20. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all things. Yes, to your amazement, he will show him even greater things than these. For just as the Father raises the dead and gives life, even so the Son gives life to whom he pleases to give it. He's carrying life. A lot of people sing to Christ but ain't got no life. They wouldn't open him up. Look at John 6. Read it aloud with me. This one is important. Read it aloud. Go. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. The bread is my flesh, which I will give to you for the life of the world. Look at John 14, 27. Read. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. He's carrying peace. I don't give like the world gives, he says. I give you real peace. He's full of stuff. I like this one the best. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. John 18:36. My kingdom is not of this world, but now my kingdom is from another place. He says, I bought you a country from another world. The kingdom.
Matthew 4:17. So he began to preach, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 5:33. He says, blessed are those who are poor in spirit, for the kingdom of God has arrived for them. Matthew 6:33. Therefore seek ye first, not me, but seek first the thing I bought, the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And everything you need is in that kingdom. And that's in the box. And I am the box. Merry Christmas. I say Merry Christmas. Matthew 12:28. If I drive out demons by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. I didn't bring myself alone. I bought something for you. I bought the kingdom. Look at Matthew 13:11. He replied, the knowledge of the secret of the kingdom of God has been given to you, but not to them. I came with some secrets on how my country works. It's on the inside. Open the box. Learn the secrets. Learn the laws. Ladies and gentlemen, Christmas is about this great country. Matthew 13:18. Listen then to what the parable of the sower means. When anyone hears the message of the kingdom of God and doesn't understand it, Satan comes to steal it. Satan doesn't mind if you accept Jesus. I'm going to say this again. Satan doesn't mind if you accept Jesus. I'm going to say it the third time. The devil doesn't care if you accept Jesus. There are many people you know in your family, in your workplace, who accept Jesus as Jesus. Yes, he's God. But they don't follow him. They don't know him. They haven't accepted him in their lives. Their life ain't changed. Satan doesn't want you to understand what he bought. Read the verse again. He says, when anyone hears the message about what? The kingdom, and doesn't understand it fully, then Satan himself comes to snatch it away. He don't care if you know Jesus, as long as you don't know what Jesus knows. Yo, I feel lonely again. See, I want you to get this. You see these presents here? I don't know what's inside this. I can walk around and say, I got a present, I got a gift, I got a present, a beautiful red present, nice bow, nice colors, yeah. For 20 years, I got a present, 30 years, I got a gift. Satan says, that's wonderful, sing to it, rub it, enjoy it. That's why Satan said, go ahead, come every Sunday, come and talk to it. Every Saturday morning, talk to it. Come on, just sing to it, praise the Lord. Seventh day Adventist, third day Adventist, fifth day Adventist, Sunday Adventist, wherever you are. He said, just sing to the gift. Everybody just, on Sunday morning, sing to the gift. Just to open that. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom, the devil himself comes. Snatch it away. That's why they don't want you to come to this church. They want you to stay with the rituals. Just sing about the box. Dance about the box. About the box. But don't ever get the message of the kingdom, he says. Seek first the kingdom. Go after the kingdom. He didn't say even seek him. Seek the kingdom. Open the box, he says. Give God a hand for the kingdom. I'm trying. This gospel of the kingdom will be preached into the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. He said, I ain't coming until you all get the message. So don't look at no earthquake and no tsunami and no terrorist act. The country have to hear the message of the kingdom first, he said. We are keeping Jesus back. You're preaching everything else except the kingdom. Listen to the churches all over the world. You know, I turn on TV, Christian TV now, and I'm like, where's the kingdom? May God have mercy on us. The king's gift. Coming down to the end. The king will say to those on his right, come, you are blessed by my Father. Take your inheritance. Now, the inheritance is what belongs to you by right. Is that right? He didn't say he's your inheritance. Read it. He says your inheritance is what? The kingdom. Which was prepared for you before the world began. I came to bring back your deeds. I put in a brown paper bag called Jesus your deeds, your inheritance. Don't just sing to the bag. Hello? Can I get in trouble one more time? Okay, listen to me. Oh, back, listen to me. Listen back. Okay. Jesus said, I am the door. He never said, I am the room. Take a deep breath. Okay. If you stand by that door, kneel by the door for 20 years. Beautiful door. Oh, wonderful door. Hallelujah to the door. Beautiful. I love the door. And I lift my voice. Beautiful door. Nice door. Design. I like the design. Door, 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 door. You'll never experience what's in the room. Christ never said he was the destination. He said, I am the way. You understand? We've missed it. See, he said, "I am the gate to the sheep pen." He was very specific. If you starve to death, and I have a buffet in my house, and you come to the door, and you stay there for 30 years singing to the door, you will die at the door. Am I right? Doors are for what? Access. Doors take you from one dimension to another dimension. Jesus said, I am the package. The kingdom is the content. Christmas, we've reduced it just to him. And we won't open the package. That's why people are not changing. I believe in Jesus. Yes. I believe you got the gift I gave you too. You believe you got it. But you wouldn't open it. Let me put it this way. John 3:3. He says, I tell you the truth. No man can see the kingdom. Except he's what? Born again. He said, you can't even see what's in the box. Unless you get your mind completely transformed. And that's what I'm trying to do today. I must preach the good news of the kingdom, he says. Because that is why I was sent. I didn't come to preach me. Luke 4:43. I came what? To preach the kingdom. I didn't come for you to admire me. I came to you to receive what I'm carrying. The kingdom. Luke 22. I confer on you, Jesus says, a kingdom, just like the Father conferred one on me. Okay, let me explain that verse. My wife was home wrapping gifts last night. I said, what you doing? She's up wrapping gifts. You know what she was doing? She was taking the gift, putting it inside a box, and then wrapping the box. Okay. Watch this. Jesus said, I confer on you what the Father conferred on me. So now when my wife bought the gifts this morning, right? She conferred the gift in the box. Then whoever she gives the box to, she conferred the gift on them. Now, can you put it this way? She put it in the box and the box put it in you. Doesn't that come out right? Let me try it again. You wrap the gift. This nice, you know, dress. You wrap it, you put it in the box. Who conferred the dress in the box? You. Okay? The box is wrapped. Then you give it to someone. What you giving them? The gift. But it's in the box. So they carry the box with them. They don't carry you with them. The Father don't go with you. He gave you the box. You carry the box with you. Now the box will confer on you whatever the Father put in the box. Get it? Now read it again. Come on, now. I confer on you what the Father conferred on me. In other words, he put something in me, I can put it in you. And he tells us what it is. It's not a religion. It's the kingdom. So there you are. As he approached Jerusalem and he saw the city, he wept. This is a Bahamian verse, okay? This is for the Bahamians. He said, if you, even you, had only known on this day what would bring you peace, but now it is hidden from your eyes. The days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment against you and encircle you. And they will hem you in on every side. In other words, you're going to have plenty of trouble. Your life ain't going to work. Everything going to be closing in on you. Watch him now. He says, they will dash you to the ground. You and the children within your walls. They will not leave not one stone upon another. He's prophesying destruction. The last part is the worst part. He said, this will happen because you did not recognize when the gift showed up. You did not recognize, he says, the time of God's coming to you. Amen. I came to you, gave you the stuff, and you wouldn't open it. Destruction takes over your life. That's what I want to close with. Write this down. This is a very important revelation here. Number one, I call this appreciating the gift. If I bought you a car as a gift and you park it and you don't drive that car for 10 years, every time I come to visit, it got rust on it now. It's dirty. You think I'm going to give you a car again? All right. I want to talk to you business people for a minute because this has to do with business. Appreciation is an important word in business. Anybody here, business people? Okay. They say that my property appreciated. What does that mean? Value. Okay? Okay. So when you talk about you appreciating someone giving you a gift, it means you add value to it. Watch this. Number one, a gift is not received until it's appreciated. Number two, appreciation is the placing of value on a gift. Number three, to show appreciation by you, it's by your response to the gift. That's how you show appreciation. Acknowledgement is not acceptance. I acknowledge that you gave me a gift. It doesn't mean you accepted it. But it gets worse. Acceptance is not reception. You can accept something and not receive it. Here's the big one. Depreciation is reducing the value of the thing. You take your pearl, you give it to a hog. The pig takes the pearl that's worth $2 million and he rumples in the mud with it. That's called devaluation. If you say Christmas is the coming of God in the flesh, my question is, what have you done with the gift he gave? I am so amazed. By the way, I heard something that I expected years ago. About 20 years ago, I had this thought. I said, you know, America is moving in a certain direction. I finally heard it for the first time yesterday. But 20 years ago or so, I said, America is moving in the wrong direction. And you Americans, listen to me carefully. They started taking, you know, God out of everything, right? And then they got to the point and said, okay, we don't want no Christmas decorations in the middle of the square. You remember that? New York, move everything. We don't want them doing no Jesus, you know. Then yesterday, so I thought, 20 years ago, I thought, they're going to soon have to get rid of the name. Christmas. Because Christmas has Christ in it. Yesterday was the first time I heard on CNN where they said, that there's a group agitating for removing the word Christmas from the celebration because it has Christ in it. What's my point? If you remove him, who are you going to sing about? I mean, how far does it go? Where do you end? And I knew it was coming. Matter of fact, Christmas is the last word left in our Western culture. And it came on the news yesterday that there's a group saying you got to take that out. So what you going to celebrate? You can't call Saint Nicholas Saint anymore then. Just call him Nicky. Because Saint is a religious word. Are you with me? So you, listen to me. You, I say, where are you all going with this? Where's it going to end? What's your problem? Go in the closet and enjoy your atheism. Come and impose your life on people like this. By the way, we have Christmas. Leave our day alone. There's a day for you all, you know. It's called April 1st. The fool have said in his heart, there's no God. There's a day called April Fool Day. Celebrate your day. Sing, make noise. But leave our day alone. Give him your hand. Help me here. Help me, help me, help me. Everybody got their day. Depreciation is reducing the value. What you do with Christmas tells God how much you appreciate Calvary. And so I put this to you then. Jesus said, let the little children come unto me. Now, in a minute, we're going to show you how kids handle gifts. That's why I want to close on this verse. What did it say? Let the little children come unto me. Christ says, look, you're all adults. You all take gifts, put it on the table, walk past it for months. Children? Children will open your gift. Come on, you all say amen, man. As soon as you get a gift, you let children come. You go open that? Yes. Want me to open it for you? Christ says what? Read it. Except you become. How excited are you about opening Jesus? We got to read the Bible, man. He says, let the little children come unto me and don't hinder them. Why? For the kingdom of God belongs to people like children. Amen. When you give a child a gift, you got to hold them back. They will tear that open. He said, I want you to be like a child today. I want you to run to Jesus and say, give me the kingdom. I want all of it. I want everything in it. I want all that you have in that. I want it. Get excited about receiving what he bought. Children ain't sitting no paper. And the box, they want the stuff on the inside. He said, you become like a little child and the kingdom becomes yours. See, the kingdom is in the inside of the box. The children don't care about no box. Be like the children, he says. Look at verse 15. I tell you the truth. Anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never experience it. Merry Christmas. My invitation, acknowledging the birth of Jesus, but not accepting him as Lord of your life, is devaluing him. Accepting the child, but rejecting the man, is devaluing Christmas. Accepting the Savior but rejecting his salvation is devaluing Jesus. Acknowledging Jesus but rejecting the Christ is devaluation of Jesus. Worshipping the baby but ignoring the man is the evaluation of Christmas. Accepting Christmas but rejecting Easter is the evaluation of man, of God's gift. Celebrating the season but avoiding the reason for it is the evaluation of Christmas. And acknowledging the King but rejecting His kingdom is the evaluation. It's my prayer that this Christmas is the last Christmas you will ever reject what's in the box. It's not about singing about the King. It's about singing about what the King bought. His gift is more important than the box. Receive the kingdom of God, which is the ultimate goal. He said, they did not recognize Him. He came to that which was His own, but His own did not receive Him. Yet to all who received Him, to those who believe in His name, He gave them the right to call themselves children of God, born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, but of or a husband's will, but of the born of God. In other words, Christ says, look, when I came, you didn't even recognize, you just accepted the box, didn't open the box, they didn't know who I was. You remember one time he went on the hill, he cried? He wept like a child. The Bible says he wept over Jerusalem. He says, oh, Jerusalem! How I wanted to take you like a hen takes her chicks, but you refused to open me. He says, I want to give you life. I want to give you your family DNA back. I want to give you spiritual DNA. I want to make you sons of God again. What then shall we say in response to all of this? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, how will He not also, along with that package, give us all things? Everything is in the package. Don't just accept Him, accept what He has. Don't just accept the King, accept the King's gift. I found this on the internet last night. I like this. It's God's gift to y'all, to my kingdom citizens, from your Heavenly Father. That's a gift. I want you all to sing that song again, you all sang. The first one. Yeah. The gift. See that gift? Put it back up a second. See the gift? Take a look at this picture. I had to search for this picture all through the photographs last night. But that picture is beautiful, eh? Open the box. There's life. The box is Jesus Christ. The red is the blood that He shed. The green is the life that He gives. And the light is the life. You open the box. Don't go home today and not experience the King's gift. I'm going to ask you a question. Just hold your neighbor's hands for a minute, please. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. I just heard the Spirit speak. Bow your heads with me, please. Begin to pray for your neighbor right now. Just pray. Pray that they will receive everything God has for them. Pray the prayer of the Apostle Paul for them. He who gave you Christ, would He not also with Him give you all things? The person in the hands you're holding, they may need healing. Tell them that's in the box. Just pray for their healing right now. They may be at the end of their rope financially. Need somewhere to live. Their mortgage and their rent is due. Just begin to pray and say, Lord, that's in the box. Provide for them. Maybe the job is in the balance. And they're not sure they're going to have that job next week. Ask God to give them confidence that He will provide. Give them a prayer. Give them a blessing. Give them His Spirit right now. Pray one for another that you might be healed. Pray one for another that you might be released. Pray one for another that you might receive from God. Open the box, Lord. Give us the courage to open the box and get everything in it. Everything in it. Thank you, Lord. We pray for one another. We pray for one another. What a blessed Christmas, Lord. Heaven came to earth.
talking about? Now I got to play me one more song, then I'm going to get up out of here. Anyway, you know, I'm going to get up out of here after this one song. And I hope y'all appreciated what I played tonight. Anyway, this one is I Gave Up Everything to Follow Him. Be back in 4 minutes and 11 seconds. Building to be back in 4:53 to close it all the way out. Don't forget to go to www.theordinarypeoplesociety.org. Join up, $30 a year. If you're incarcerated, it's free. Be back in 4:53.
We're gonna have a little church. That's okay. Come on.
Can use you. And the only way you can do that is if you follow the two greatest commandments, love God with all your heart, mind, and soul, love your neighbor as yourself. And then you will live right so God can use you. And see you tomorrow. Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah. I'm gonna live so God can use me anywhere, Lord, anytime. I'm gonna live so God can use me anywhere, Lord, anytime. I'm gonna walk so God can use me anywhere, Lord, anytime.
See you next time.